Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, from whenever or wherever you are listening to me here on Selah. I want to thank you for another opportunity just to share just some of God's word with you. I have a question. It's rhetorical, but a question nonetheless. Have you ever been tempted? You know, I think I just heard about a million people say, of course, I've been tempted. I didn't like it. I fell for the okie doke. I stepped in it and it wasn't mud. I want to share something with you. It's found in Proverbs chapter 7. It's one of these stories in the Bible, one of these accounts that ring true, that I wish that someone, when I was a younger man, would have helped me out to give me a real understanding of what life is really like. Listen, Proverbs 7, verse 7, it says, "And behold, among the simple ones, I discern among the youth, a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner. And he went the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with an attire of a harlot and a subtile of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now she's without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an imprudent face said to him, I have peace offerings with me. This day I have paid my vows. Therefore come I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with the covering of tapestry and carved works and fine linens of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, alloy, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our full of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. For the good man is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the appointed day. And with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. Listen, and with the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He has gone after her straightway, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strikes through his liver, as a bird hastens in the snare, and knoweth not that it would cost his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attain to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways, nor go astray in her path. For she has cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death." Now, in this particular passage of scripture, what is being described is a young man falling for lust, not being able to discern that the woman that he met, who is married, who's in a covenant relationship with somebody else, is actually leading him to his own destruction. And I think about that because as a young man, never thought about that. Never really thought about, you know, what were the consequences of my actions. You see pretty faces. You see, we used to say hips, lips, and chips. And those were the things that attracted you. But as I got older, and as I started spending more time in God's word, I realized that temptation is real. And it can have deadly consequences. And I guess the question is, how can one overcome being tempted? Or what are the steps can you take in order to avoid falling like that? I guess the number one way, the number one example is what Jesus did, and that is to pray before you're even tempted. See, Jesus instructed his disciples to ask God, lead us not into temptation and deliver us from the evil one. He told us to pray. Shit, to pray. And prayer is such a simple thing, but I believe that's why we don't do it enough. We don't just take time and say, God, help me. Avoid this situation. Help me to do what is right, when it's right, because it's right. Help me to walk in a way that is pleasing unto you. You know, as I'm getting older, it's my heart's desire to do God's will, to be right in his eyes. And I don't mean publicly. I mean in these moments. You know, as I'm sitting here recording this message, speaking about temptation, reading the word, I just don't want to sound a certain way and then live differently. And I'm positive neither do you. I'm positive that for whatever reason, this is the message that you're listening to. And perhaps you're going through a time of temptation. An opportunity has come your way. And you can think of the benefits of it, the joy of it, the excitement of it. But you also know that there's a part of it that just, it's not right. You know, I've learned this. Doing wrong may feel right, but it's still wrong. I've learned that the hard way. Another thing that we are supposed to do, which is biblical and necessary, when we're being tempted or when we face temptation, is just run. Just put your foot in your hands and run. Just flee. You know, a good run is better than a bad fall. It is better to stay far away from sin and temptation as you can. I mean, avoid it. I mean, move. I mean, stay. Just run. Get in the car and drive. Block, delete, forget. Just run. Flee, flee, flee. It's important. In Proverbs, that young man didn't flee. He didn't recognize that, hey, why is this woman telling me all of these things? She said she's married. My husband has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money, and he won't come home until he reports in time. You know, if she is willing to be unfaithful to her husband, you know, this relationship is not going anywhere. He didn't flee. He didn't say thank you, but no thank you. You know, sort of like when you're walking downtown and someone say, hey, would you buy this magazine from me, or can I speak to you for a minute? And, you know, you may be heading to Starbucks, you may be heading to Tim's, but it's like, nah, I'm not interested. Whatever you're selling, I am not buying. None for me. Thank you. You keep it moving. You keep it real. And we have to be real with ourselves. Temptation is a killer when we fall for it. It's a killer. We have to learn how to flee. I would encourage you today to flee, to stay away from those things that make you weak, that make you feel bad after you succumb to it. Stay away. The next point that is biblical when it comes to temptation and how we should handle it is what Jesus did. He quotes scripture. When Jesus was being tempted by Satan himself, by the devil, every single time the devil tempted Christ, he just quoted scripture. He said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He said it. We should not bow down to anyone other than God. Jesus went on and said, you know, don't tempt the Lord your God. Every single time the enemy came and tempted Christ, Jesus quoted scripture. Now, I don't know what your level of scripture knowledge is, but it's 2016, times are changing. The days are getting colder. This is the time for you to know God's word for yourself. The Bible should be inside our hearts, hid in our hearts. Why? Because we need it. We need the word. We need him. We need the power, the strength that comes from knowing God's word, being able to quote scripture, being able to articulate clearly these things that are important. But here's another point. Say if you don't know the scripture or you didn't realize that what you were walking into was a trap. You know, your thoughts were different. You didn't understand what was happening. So now you're in the midst of temptation. What do you do? I love God's word again. The Bible says that in Hebrews chapter 4, it says that we can boldly come into the throne room of grace and obtain mercy and grace for help in our time of need. In other words, pray. Pray in the midst of temptation. When you are in the midst of it, when everything inside of you is saying, you know what, I'm going to go for it, you know. Yeah, I'm going to do it. But you know it's wrong. Pray. God is faithful. God is able. He will show you a way out. In fact, one of the things that I love about God and his word is that his word is full of promises. God tells us things. And he doesn't lie. He cannot lie. It is one of those things that God cannot do. He cannot die. He cannot lie, excuse me. He cannot go against his word. He will not go against his word. But in God's word, there's something that I have discovered that I hope it will help you. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It's a small scripture. And if you're not careful, you can read it over in a nanosecond. It's so small. But it states this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says, there has no temptation taking you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. God promises in his word that, first of all, there's no temptation that you or I are going through or have experienced that is not common. You mean someone else has felt this way before? Billions, that's what the word is telling you. Billions of people have felt exactly how you feel. They have been tempted in the same way, to the same degree you are. In the sense that when you're tempted and you feel like there's no way out, they have felt that as well. But the word says God is faithful, who will not allow us to be tempted above what we are able to bear. No matter how, difficult the temptation is, no matter how challenging you may feel, how impossible this task is, God is faithful. He will not allow us to be tempted beyond. That wouldn't be right. And God is always right. But listen to this. He said, but he will provide a way of escape. Ask God for that exit. Ask God to open up your eyes. Father, show me how I can get out of this temptation. I don't want to sin anymore. I don't want to live this way. Help me to get out. And God promises you that he will show you a way. Hey, thank you for joining me here on Selah. God bless you. Bye for now.